Hey there, prayer warriors. I just want to thank you for just, being out there this week and being with us and keeping those prayers up for your family and friends and for ourselves. And let's just ask God for some wisdom in the next few minutes. Dear Lord, just guide us. Oh, there's so many families and individuals and people just struggling these days. We talk about unity, but Lord, the only unity we need is in the body of Christ, in your church. And Lord, we just acknowledge that we are your church. Grant us this wisdom in the minutes and the moments to come. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, hey there, prayer warriors. Just want to say, you guys are just doing an amazing job. And over the last couple of weeks, we've been able to talk about prayers of salvation, prayer in the Holy Spirit, all the way prayers of thanksgiving back in Hannah, in the Old Testament there in 1 Samuel. How about the Lord's Prayer? We've been able to talk about all of those things, corporate prayer, prayer and fasting. And today I want to just talk about, are all of our prayers answered? And really, probably not. Sometimes, I think God says yes, or he says no, or he says wait. And sometimes it's in God's time. And sometimes we don't understand God's time. And I'm going to read to you just a couple of quick stories here. But first of all, our two verses for today. And the first one is, we always see it, Philippians 4, 6. That's Philippians 4, 6. And especially as, you prayer warriors out there, you're really, I'm sure you've got this on the dash in your car. And 4, 6 says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. So be anxious for nothing. Give it up to God. God's going to take care of it, whether we like it or not. It's in God's hands, and that's what we really have to do. Offer it up to God in those, and see if he answers the prayers. Like I said, it may not always be in our time or how we see it, and people will question us about that. The second one is 1 John 5:14. 1 John 5:14. So here's John writing, he's had the original epistle there in the Gospels. He's got John 1, 2, and 3, and he goes on to write the book of Revelation. And this is very simple in here at 1 John 5:14. He says, now this is the confidence that we have in him, God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears it. If we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And so the key piece on that, he hears us. Does it go on and John writes, and then he answers everything in the positive? No. How many of you are Christians out there and you've had a perfect life? You've had the great jobs, you've had the great kids, the great husbands, the wives, and everything has just been, Father knows best, or leave it to Beaver. That's before a lot of people's times out there, but I get that. You're going to have to look it up on YouTube. But in many of those cases, I don't think there's a person out there who has had just the perfect life. However, if we ask, God's going to hear our prayers. And so I want to share just a couple of stories, both written by women just last year. And so just bear with me. And they're pretty heartfelt. These women wrote. And this woman was from the East Coast. She said, around 9 a.m. on Wednesday, August 18th, I got a call saying that my husband had been in a car accident on the way to work. I need to get to the hospital immediately. I phoned my sister in Houston to alert our friends in our Zoom prayer group and the fellowship, and called my church here to ask the people in our small congregation to pray. She starts off in prayer. And at the hospital, I was given a puzzling turnaround of where to find my husband. The staff kept saying, do you have somebody who can be with you? So I texted a friend to come, then met with the doctor. I had feelings of dread that something was wrong. Doctor came in. He said, we did everything possible, but your husband did not make it. A truck in opposing traffic had swerved over into my husband's lane and hit his car head on. In shock, I was escorted by two chaplains to pray. My friend arrived and started the accident investigation. A policeman came in, gave me my husband's wallet and personal effects from the car. A friend drove me home. It seemed like an out-of-body experience. I was observing everything that was happening to someone else. The reality was just too hard to process. How could my beloved husband be gone? Marvelous memories. He was a much-loved leader, a mentor, public servant. He adored sports on our local women's basketball team. I could not even pray, but felt comfort in knowing that so many who care about me were fervently lifting me up before the Lord. The answers to their prayers started immediately. My older sister came in from Cincinnati. She had dropped everything. My other sister from Houston couldn't come because she had COVID. My close friend from Florida started a two-day drive and arrived. Other friends from Nebraska and New York came in. There was a steady stream of people with food and supplies. My bosses told me to take as much time off as possible that I needed. But COVID was spiking. An indoor memorial service wasn't even advised. More than 100 cards arrived, beautiful plants. They were taking care of the dogs. My husband and I had season tickets to the Washington Mystics, a local WNBA team. I called the local ticket agent and said, hey, I need to sell them. But my friends said, honor your husband, go to those games. You'd enjoy it. So somehow the team heard about it and asked me to bring the sweatshirt that I'd been wearing so they could all sign it. The vice president arranged for me to meet my husband's favorite player. She gave me her personal phone number and signed the t-shirt. The Lord was providing moments of joy in the midst of my sorrow. And the Bible verse that sustained me through the most difficult time in my life is Proverbs 3:5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. And so I trust that God will continue to surround me with his presence, love, and provision. I am facing the challenges of life without my husband by focusing on my Lord. It's all about prayer. It's all about focusing on God. And, you know, her prayers for a long life with her husband, I'm sure she was so thankful for those days. And the second one, this was written in October. Though we'd prefer immediate positive answers to our prayers during the trials and times of crisis in life, God does not always respond as we wish. But he promised to never leave or forsake us. And even in the worst circumstances, he gives us hope for tomorrow. I was married to my first husband for 39 years. Balanced work, life, family, wife. Don got a brain tumor. I became his caregiver. Even with a successful operation with radiation and chemotherapy, he was gone in 6 months. I was stunned. But the Lord was clearly with me every step of the way, guiding and providing and comforting me. So she moved to Texas to be closer to her friend. She met a friend, a guy named Clyde. They were married. They bought a home about 45 minutes from work. One afternoon, on his way to work, Clyde had a rollover accident. Life Flight at Memorial Hospital. He was in a coma for a month, multiple fractures of his spine. He wore a brace, a tracheotomy. He was fed through a feeding tube, but he came out of it. He went home, started outpatient rehab. He transitioned to a walker. During the next 3 years, though, he had a number of significant operations. And 2 years ago, they moved to be closer to Clyde's work. And he met a pastor as a friend and a neighbor. And his husband carried a wound that had never been healed, though, the death of his beautiful daughter. She had been working her way through Texas A&M and a night auditor. One morning she was abducted, kidnapped. Her body was never found. He carried that with him the rest of his life. And one day in August of last year, he got COVID. So sick, he was hospitalized. And then she was hospitalized. He had kidney disease and a number of different issues. Time was near for God to take him home. The nurse called and said, it's end of the time. She talked to her husband, Clyde, said how much she loved him. Clyde passed away on August 31st, and I know his daughter and son both had died, and he was greeted with a big Texas hug and welcomed home. So I have nothing to fear. God will walk with me through the grief of losing Clyde, and he will meet every need. His presence surrounds me. He listens to every prayer and fills me with hope because he has promised to be with me always. So I just want to say thank you. Just let your prayers be stronger. Offer up prayers for your family, your loved ones. Enjoy every minute with them. Have an amazing week, and God bless.